开小本的《波尔波罗蜜多心经诵本》，第三面，《波尔波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波迪梭哈。现在我们来念这个功德本颂。大家有没有带来有哦？OK， 你可以念英语的，英语的是红色的，红色的颂本呢，第九十三页，第九十三页。The English prayers for foundation of good, all good qualities can be found on page 93 of the Red Prayer Book. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察， 诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救众，救度众生之重担，唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进行学佛子律，唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄性之调去，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道，唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净是缘即律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续补精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法，唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Maybe ask question one.
我们先从问题开始，谁有一道问题要发问的？先一道问题。
Nothing.
Not anything. 你可以发问任何问题。
林伯切，什么叫三主要道？
What is the three principal aspect of the path? This is 另外一个，下一次你可以叫人不去开示的法。
好，下一次。
Next module.
Just simple answer, three renunciation, bodhicitta, then the mind, the wisdom, yeah.
这个讲完了，这个功德本颂讲完，就可以讲那三主要道。这三主要道主要指的是出离心、菩提心，还有空观正见。现在你的问题是我慢，什么是我慢？要怎样消灭？
我慢就是要怎么样消灭它？它有嫉妒心呐、有那个什么，好像人家讲
嫉妒心和我慢是不一样的嘞。
不是，它是我慢。
嫉妒心是嫉妒心，我慢是我慢嘞。
是啊，我不知道我慢是什么咯，怎么样消灭它咯？
哦，OK，所以你要问嫉妒心还是问我慢？
我慢
了。OK。
我慢。
She has another question. Since Rinpoche, you say the next module is three principal aspects of the path, so she has this question. What is this pride? How do we, how to apply the antidote to this pride? How to destroy this pride? Then she's also asking about jealousy as well.
Yeah, so of course, you can meditate. One of the antidotes to meditate on the impermanent. You know, meditate on impermanent, you will feel proud. Then thinking yourself is the impermanent, you know, doesn't last long. You know, why dare to be proud, you know, so that's the one thing.You meditate well, then able to help reduce your pride.
这是对治我慢的方法，你可以去做思维修。那思维修的第一个对治方法就是思维这个无常。那如果你有这个我慢升起的时候呢，你要想想啊，你自己啊是无常的。
要思维无常。
OK, one thing is like that. One thing, if you be proud, you look something who is better than yourself. You know, compared to that person, that you can't be proud, you know, you have nothing. No, you look somebody better than oneself. Look up. Depend on him, that you don't have any proud, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
So, you are arrogant because you think you are better than the other fellow.
Somebody who is higher than yourself. Look for them, then of course there is nothing to be proud of yourself.
这个无常的那个思维修是怎么样的？当然，通常你有这个我慢的时候，你是觉得你比别人好。可是我们也可以思维，虽然我们比这些人好，可是还有别的人比我们更好。所以比我们更加好，条件更优秀的人比起来的话，我们就很显得微不足道了，所以就没有什么值得去骄傲的。
Like that. Because we are proud sometimes, because proud can be based on many reasons. Yeah, basically, you have little knowledge, then you become proud, you know.Based on that, you have little knowledge. Based on that, then you think I have so much knowledge. Like that, then you become proud. You know, like show up, you know, to other. I know this, I know that, you know. Actually, you don't know that much. And you believe you know so much. Then being proud, arrogant, show up to other people like that. So that kind of thing happens. So then you look.Who have much better knowledge than yourself. You know, who know much better than yourself. Look at like that, then of course, that your pride will go down, you know.
当然，这个我慢心升起的原因有很多。比如说，我们拿其中一个来说，比如说我们有了一点点的知识了，一点点的知识，这样我们这个我慢心就升起了。因为呢，我们自己觉得我们懂得比别人多嘛，我们知识比别人多，比别人深啊，比别人广阔，所以我们就有这种炫耀的心理啊，觉得看我懂得比别人多，别人都懂得比我少，所以我们这种我慢的心呢就升起来了，很轻视别人。因为你相信自己呢，自己的知识非常非常的多，很多，很深，很广，所以呢你就升起了看不起别人这种轻慢的心。可是呢，我们也要想想，其实我们自己懂得并不是很多的，我们懂得并不是很多。因为呢，我们看看和别人比起来，我们的周围呢还是有人会比我们懂得更多，他们的知识更丰富的。所以如果是这样看的话，这样去思维的话呢，我们这个我慢心呢就会减少了。
谢谢。
OK, so same thing like that, you can find out what reason you become proud. For example, if you think you are so pretty, you become proud. And look up who is prettier than yourself. You know? So like that, then that can reduce your pride also. Yeah. I'm just giving example.
在人不间呢，再举多一个例子，比如说呢，以同样的道理来做这个思维修啊，我们可以来比较，比如说我慢升起的原因了，它可能很多很多，可能其中一个是啊，我觉得自己好像美若天仙，觉得自己很漂亮啊，哇，所以呢，哎呀，其他人哎呀这么丑。对吗？可能有这样的心理。可是如果你去进一步去想去看的话，其实 不需要思维修了，睁大眼睛看看就可以了。我看看，其实呢，我们的四周还是有比我们漂亮的人呢，其实还是很多的。这样的，如果我能够这样去想的话呢，其实呢，这个美丑好坏呀，其实是一种比较啊，哦，比较的。所以你如果能够这样去想的话，你的这个我慢心呢，就会减少了。
Then again, different problem arises, and you look something prettier than yourself, then jealous. Before, pride. Now, pride go down, then another negative mind comes, jealous mind. No.
So,
it arises for us like that.
通常呢，如果我们有我慢心的话，我们通常也会很容易产生一个妒忌的心啊，嫉妒的心理啊。我们去分析的话，因为通常我慢心呢，是因为你觉得比别人优秀，比别人好。可是如果呢，你比别人差的话，你可能会嫉妒啊，嫉妒别人为什么比你好。
So. 所以 here, of course, one thing also you can meditate. If the jealous arises, so then, jealous or pride, whatever arises, one thing is good to remember, you know.
这我慢和这个嫉妒心呢是一体两面的，是反面的，所以呢，如果我们能够记得我们的我慢心这样升起的话，我们用同样道理也可以对治我们的嫉妒心的。
So when the jealous arise, so one thing is.Meditate on the karma. Also impermanent, of course impermanent. Also you can think that what they are jealous. The object of jealous is also impermanent. You know, doesn't last long. Yourself also like that doesn't last long. So that's the one of the method, meditating on impermanent, so that helps reduce jealous.
那同样的和这个我慢的那个思维差不多是一样的，差不多是一样的。当我们这个嫉妒心升起的时候呢，我们可以去思维啊业果的道理，好，我们可以去思维呢无常的道理啊。我们嫉妒的这个对象啊，我们觉得哇他很好啊，他很好什么哇，为什么他这样优秀？其实呢，这个他所拥有的美好的东西，你认为很好的东西啊，它是无常的。所以这个被嫉妒的人呢，他不可能永远都是保持那个状态的，因为他是无常的。同样的，你这个嫉妒别人的人呢，也是无常的。所以呢，这双方面呢，其实呢，都是不会持久不变，不会永恒不变，都是无常的。
So also meditation on rejoice, you know, rejoicing become antidote for the jealousy. You know, then when you see somebody better than yourself, richer than yourself, or prettier than yourself.More knowledgeable than yourself, when you see like that, jealous arise, then best antidote is to rejoice.
这样呢，除了个思维这个无常啦，思维呢分别比较啦，我们也可以做这样的思维。当这个妒忌心啊升起的时候，最好的对治方法就是升起着随喜的心。哎，随喜这个人，赞叹这个人的功德。因为当你看到这个人呢比你更好的时候，比如说他比你更富有更有钱啊，他长得比你更漂亮更帅气啊，他懂的东西呢比你更多更好的时候呢，不要让你的妒忌心升起哦，你应该呢升起这个欢喜心哦，随喜他有这样的功德。
Okay, so how to rejoice? Yeah, so think about again meditation karma is extremely important here. So who have this better quality, prettier than yourself, or better wealth, or fame, reputation, whatever, you know, knowledge. When you see that, then meditate on the karma. First you meditate on karma, all this come, all this good thing, what you see in other, and you feel jealous. Then you think all this good thing come from the good karma. So because of creating good karma, so because of that, this person experience the result. So truly understanding that.
所以呢，当我们看到啊，看到别人比我好的时候呢，我们怎么去升起这个随喜的心？我们可以去思维业果的道理，进一步思维业果的道理。刚才我们讲思维业果是无常的，对吗？现在我们就思维，诶，这个人呢，他现在有这样多的优秀的好的地方，让人觉得妒忌的地方，这到底是从哪里来的呢？比如说这个人呢，他这一生呢比我们富有的很多，很富有啊，他长得很漂亮啊，哇，他的知识啊很渊博啊，他的可能他的名声啊，他享有的地位啊都很好啊，都很崇高的话，诶，你就想想，诶，他这一生所享有的这一切美好的东西呢，都是来自他的善业。这是因为呢，他在过去生啊，过去世中呢，曾经的种下了这些善因，所以呢，这一生呢，他这果报成熟的享有这些善业。所以呢，我要很怎么讲呢？100%的完完全全明白这样的道理。
So. Then oneself don't have that. So all this because of not having enough good karma collected by oneself in the past.
所以我们要真切的了解这个人所享有的、哦、这些好的品质呢，这佛法就可能就讲功德了。这些功德是因为呢，这个人呢过去世中所种下的善业。
So like that, so thinking karma, understand the reality, no? Why this happened to him? Why it doesn't happen to oneself? All based down to the our own karma, you know, individual karma. Because of that.Truly understand that, then whoever experiencing, oh, they create good karma. How wonderful, you know. So then rejoice on that, rather than jealous, you know. You're jealous, you don't get nothing, you know. You meditate in karma, then, oh, you really want that, then you create good karma. You know, then you're able to have that yourself in the future, you know.
所以我们思维业果的时候呢，我们可以这样去想，诶，为什么这些好的东西呢都发生在别人的身上，为什么没有发生在我的身上呢？为什么所有好的有钱啊，别人有钱啊，哇，美貌啊，别人有美貌啊，哇，别人知识比较好，为什么呢？它没有发生在我身上。所以你要真的很去思维呢这个个人业果的道理，真正的去思维啊，去分析啊，为什么呢别人能够这样好的东西能够发生在别人的身上，这是因为呢他们曾经呢种下这样的善业。所以当这些善业果报成熟的时候，这一生成熟的时候呢，我们看到了，我们应该去随喜，好，而不是去妒忌。为什么呢？因为如果我们真的想要，自己也想要，哎呀，我也要有这样的好的业果，这样你就要想想，哦，到底是怎么来的？所以你自己呢，也去种下这些好的业果的因，所以将来呢，你自己就可以享受到这些果报了。
So then, the same thing, you know, when you be proud, also remembering the karma, you know.If you're too proud, then remember. If proud happened, then what happened? You know, we don't respect other. You know, we can't respect. We won't respect if you are proud, you know. So, so then, not only that, then we look down to that other. You know?
所以同样的道理，当我们的这个我慢的心升起的时候呢，我们要马上记得业果的道理。诶，当这个我慢心升起的时候呢，这个业果是怎么样操作，怎样操作？你想想，当我们有这个我慢心升起的时候呢，我们就不会去尊重别人，因为你觉得你比别人好吗？所以你不会尊重别人，甚至呢，你反而会去轻视啊别人。
So like that, so because of that, when you're proud, then we create so much negative karma, you know. So then, because of negative karma, then next life, oneself, take the lower position, like being slave, or like, like animal, we need to carry a lot of things, you know, without choice, you know, we have to carry many things.You know, carry people, you know, like horse, like that, you know. Then have to work so hard to other people, you know, upon other, without choice. You know, if you are too proud, you look down to people, so next time, exactly like that, you know, you will become lower place. Then people, other abuse you, exactly like that. What we did in this life, become proud, look down to people, you know.The karma will come back to oneself in future, you know.
所以我们怎样去思维呢？这样的业果道理，当这个我慢升起的时候呢，我们看轻别人呢，不尊重别人，这样会有怎么样的业果呢？因为这个我慢心呢，所以你看不起别人呢，结果你就造下了恶业。这个恶业呢，会在下一生成熟。因为它是艺术果嘛，所以下生成熟的时候会怎么样呢？它的业果肯定是不好的。如果呢，你身为人的，还有性哦，身为人的话呢，你就可能就会被奴役，就是你变可能就变成奴隶了，哦，为别人做工啦，被别人当作奴隶般使唤。如果你不幸呢，堕落到三恶道去哦，可能就升为畜生道了，所以可能投生为牛啊马啊。比如说投生为马的话，哦，你就那一生呢，你就要特别特别的去很用功啊。跟别人做工啊，服众的东西啊，服人啊，可是负债别人啊，等等啊，做重物啊，做粗活啊，等等。可而且你根本是没有选择的自由，好选择的哦。其实中国话说得好，就是做牛做马了。哦，做牛做马，这是为什么呢？是因为呢，你过去生啊。轻视别人，那你轻蔑别人呢？你轻蔑别人呢？因为你轻蔑别人的话，所以这一生呢，你做牛做马就是被别人轻蔑了。
So like that. So so because of proud, you know, when you're so proud, then you can't respect others.You know, so then, of course, because of that, nobody respects to you. In reality, it's like that. You know? Then become unhappy, problem, you know.
所以呢，这个业果的道理是要去仔细思维的。所以当我们这个我慢心升起的时候呢，我们就很难去尊重别人，或者是甚至去轻视别人，轻蔑别人。同样的，它的果报就是什么呢？就别人也不会尊重你啊。当别人不尊重你的时候呢，你的烦恼啊就升起了。
So same thing, jealous also like that. You look down, you look deeply. When you feel jealous, your mind is so disturbed.All that time, continually disturbed like that. Not happy feeling, you know. You look down deeply when you feel jealous, you know. Each time you're jealous, your mind is disturbed, you know, so much unhappy. But you don't achieve anything, you know, by jealous other. You don't achieve anything. Then, so unhappy. Then create so much negative karma, try to destroy this person much as possible. Then, so much unhappy. Then,try to destroy the person's reputation, whatever possible, you try to do that. Then create so much negative karma. Then, same thing. Because of that, create negative karma. Then next time, we experience exactly like that. Even a small repetition, people will destroy. You know, like that.
同样的道理啊，当你的妒忌心升起的时候啊，你的个人的这感觉外观哦，就是很不一样的。哦，你的心呢会很烦，因为你的烦恼已经升起了。所以呢，每一次你的妒忌心升起的时候呢，你的心就会烦恼多一次。当你的心烦的时候呢，这个烦恼升起的时候呢，你是不能哦，不能取得任何成就的。哦，什么事情你都不能办好，因为呢，你的心呢是很不开心的。若你不开心的话呢，你甚至呢会去摧毁啊，去想办法去破坏、去摧毁那个你妒忌的对象。所以呢，比如说你会去破坏他的名誉啦，因为你觉得诶，他其实没有这样好啦，所以你会搞种种的破坏。所以当你的妒忌心升起的时候呢，你会造下很多的恶业。这样造下恶业呢，那果报是什么呢？就下一次，可能是下一生啊，下一生呢，当你呢取得一个小小的名声啊，小小成就的时候呢，又很容易的就会被别人呢给摧毁、给破坏掉。
In the seat, huh? Amal answer already, huh?
So Rinpoche 的解释就到这里，可以吗？ Auntie said thank you.
Huh?
She said thank you.
Thank you for the question.
谢谢你的问题。
Thanks. Okay. Now.
She has a question.
Now, okay. Enough one.So, last time I talked about last
inner guru from prostration.
Last time I talked about prostration. So, as I mentioned that day, when you do prostration, as I mentioned, thing like that. Not that, you do one prostration. One, you know. So like that. So that bring... It creates so much virtues, accumulates so much merit, you know, just doing one prostration, you know, if you do well.
上个星期呢，我们讲到顶礼哦，我们从顶礼开始讲了，做三顶礼啊，怎么去思维啊，怎么去观。所以呢，如果我们能够如理去修的话，去这样顶礼的话，你做一次顶礼呢，你就可以造下很大的善业，你就可以积累很大的福德。
So like that, so I mentioned, so putting your palm together and putting three places, you know, forehead, throat, and heart. So that's, I mentioned that day, symbolize body, speech, and mind. You know, do like that. Purifying your body, speech, mind. The negative karma that collect by your body, speech, mind. Then achieve Buddha's body, speech, and mind like that.
所以呢，上星期我们讲如何做这个顶礼呢？我们双手要合十，然后呢，把我们的双手呢放在我们的额头、喉和心间这三个部位。这三部位呢，就象征我们的身。口意，所以呢，当我们做这三顶礼的时候呢，我们就观想我们的恶业呢，啊，经由这个顶礼呢，由佛呢，啊，顶礼的对象呢，完全净化，啊，净化我们从这三门呢所积累的，过去所积累的这些恶业，这样呢，由于恶业的净除啦，我们就能够证得佛的正等正觉。
So then, sometimes you can see some. you do pole place, you know, the palm together, pole in the top of the head, you know, then pole head, throat and heart, you know. Also some people do that, you know, put not only three place, they put pole place.
但有时候呢，我们不是看到，我们看到有些人呢，其实双手和食指放在头顶，然后才放在额头，然后才放在喉间和心间，他们放在四个部位。
You've seen? No.
你们有没有看过呢？做大礼拜的时候，
啊，
啊 ，Yes, they've seen.
Okay, like that. So.
So is that wrong?
So when you do that, you know, when you did that, so when you put the top of the head, so that, you know, the, when you put that, then thinking respect to Buddha, then that,So in future, so you are able to achieve, creating cause to achieve the Buddha's what Ushinisha. Ushinisha? What called? Huh? Ushinisha. Yeah. To achieve the Buddha's Ushinisha, creating cause for that.
像刚才的师兄有问题，就是说，如果我们把这个双手合十放在头顶呢，这么做是对的吗？仁波切的回答就是：当你把这个双手合十放在你的头顶的时候呢，其实呢你是观想啊对佛的敬礼啊，所以呢这么做呢，将来就种下将来能够证得佛的顶基的果报。佛的头不是有一粒东西咯，那顶基啊，圆圆的啊，你们看佛的头是和我们不一样的啊。
You see that, no? You see that? The yellow there, you see top of the Buddha head.、
你们看看佛像上面不是一个黄色、金黄色的那个叫顶髻啊，发髻啊，发髻啊，发髻、啊。
Top one, top one.
那个套的，然后一个，哎，你去 Google 查一下。
So anyway.Whatever, what is that? So I'm talking about that. The top of this is some gold, yeah. On top of the hair, hair top, then you see the top of the gold one, yeah.
所以你看看这个佛像头上面这个顶髻就懂了啊。
Okay.
Yes.
Ushinisha, this one is Ushinisha.What called this? Not the bomb, the top of there you see in the statue, the top, the gold, that one, what do you call? I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
So, 这个佛像那个金黄色的那个部分，大家看得到吗？每一尊佛像都有的。啊，这叫顶髻。
So, So, but I don't know. But you hardly, I think this one you hardly see in the Theravada statue, if I'm not wrong.
Can you see in
Theravada tradition statue? I think you hardly see that. I don't know, if I'm not wrong.
这个佛像可能你在那个上座部佛教的寺院里面可能看不到这个顶髻了。他们的佛像可能没有。
The gold one you don't see. Of course, the round one you see in Theravada tradition, the Buddha Shakyamuni statue. You don't see the top one.
这个在上座部佛像寺院，肯定你可以看到那个佛陀的发髻，这个发髻，这个圆圆的东西。可是上面这个顶髻啊是没有的，你看不到的。
Or something like that, I don't know. So, so like that. So, then you put your palm together on the forehead. So then, yeah, so, so that's the one of the sign, the Buddha's hair in the middle of the eye there, what call? Huh? The hair here?
Swirl.
S-W-I-R-I. That's the one of the Buddha's sign, the hair, curly hair in the, forehead there, you know, so So achieve that.
S-W-I-R-L. S-W-I-R-L.
S-W-I-R-L.
The hair. The hair that's a hair that is real. 这里的。额间白毫。
You can see the Mitra Buddha statue there. This is the Mitra Buddha statue to here.
你可以看到他的眉毛啊，佛陀的双眉之间啊，有一个有粒东西出来，这个叫眉间白毫。你看看那个经文里面，它叫眉间白毫，它里面是有一个转的东西，那个白毫的啊。
是。
所以你在经典里面看眉间白毫放光芒。
So like that's the what Buddha had, you know, not everybody had, you know, that's the one of the something. I don't know. So idea is that, you know, so to achieve that great cause, to achieve that Buddha's curly hair in the forehead, I don't know.
所以当你把双手合十放在那些某个部位的头顶呢，就是顶髻了，就将来能够成就佛的顶髻，放在额头将就能够成就佛的额间的白，两眉之间的白毫。
So like that, then you put your palm together at the throat, it's same, so achieve Buddha's style speech, in quality of the Buddha's speech.
所以呢，如果你把双手合十放在喉咙间呢，向佛顶礼呢，就是你将来，你种下将来能够成就佛语的功德的因。
So like that, then you put your palm together at heart, then yeah, so to achieve the Buddha's holy mind, yeah.
当你双手合十放在这心间的部位呢，这你就种下了将来能够成就佛意功德的因。
Okay, so it's okay. You know, you can do that. You know, four times or three times, up to you. Yeah. So, I mean, they all have some meaning there.
所以，当我们双手合十的时候，这样做的做三顶礼的时候，它其实都是有意思的。
So then, also, I mean, there's many ways you can think that. You know, you put three times forehead, throat, and heart. Then when you put your palm together at the forehead, you do only three times, then you can, another way you can think that during prostration to Buddha, then you put your palm together in your throat, prostration to the Dharma, thinking that, then you put your palm together at the heart, so you do prostration to the Sangha, like that. One way you can think that also, yeah.
我们在做的顶礼的时候呢，当我们双手合十放在不同的部位呢，其实有不同的观想的方法。当我们把双手合十放在我们的额头的时候呢，就是我们可以想我们顶礼十方诸佛。当我们把双手合十呢放在我们喉间呢，我们可以观想我们是顶礼啊佛法。当我们把双手合十放在我们心间的部位呢，我们是顶礼佛的意。
So I think that also can, or if you do four times, then also you can think that way. I think it should be okay. You know, when you say, put your palm together on the top of the head, so you can think that during prostration to the Guru. You know, then at the forehead to the Buddha, then at the throat, Dharma, from the heart, put your palm together, then think during prostration to the Sangha. Then if you do four times, also you can think that way.
这样另外一个方法呢，就是观想的方法呢，就是当你把双手合十放在你头顶的时候呢，你是顶礼你的上师，你所有的老师啊。当你把你的双手合十放在额头的时候，你是顶礼诸佛；当你把双手合十放在你的喉间，你是顶礼啊佛法；当你把双手合十放在心间的部位，你是顶礼所有一切圣僧。
So like that, then, you know, then, with, like that, then you bow down, you know, touch 5 points in the ground, that's the short prostration. The long one, then you put your whole body to the ground, you know, then it's just your hand like that. So that's called a pull, you know.
所以呢，顶礼的时候呢，当然我们除了放这部位呢，那我们可以五体投地哦。如果你是做大礼拜的话，你的整个身体呢都是在地上的，不可以睡觉了。
嗯，Translator.
Cannot sleep when do the prostration.
That's a long one, short one. You translate.
啊，如果是比较，如果三顶礼就是普通的三顶礼哦，就五个部位动到地上上来就可以了。如果大礼拜的整个身体呢，都在地上了，然后再上来。Translator.
So like that. So, yeah. So therefore, when you lie down, then you know, either short one, long one, you shouldn't stay too long there. At least you are doing meditation by that. Then different. Otherwise, your mind is alert doing meditation.Then different. You sit long, it's different. But without that, you know, just being lazy, you know, tired, then just sit there, don't stand up immediately, then that's not correct.
通常我们做礼拜的时候呢，无论是做普通的礼拜或者大礼拜啊，全身的大礼拜，当我们下去的时候呢，我们都不可以在那边停太久啊，除非你真的是在做什么禅修啊观想，你的那个心呢是非常非常的清明的齁，要不然是不可以停太久。不会说因为我觉得懒惰或者我太累了我休息一下就把整个身体趴在地上，这个是不对的。
Okay, so here's the idea is, When you do virtues, your mind should be in joy and happy, not in the lazy way, you know, very active and creating the virtues, you know. So must be that.
他为什么是这样呢？通常我们在做这个善业的时候，这顶礼啊，是在做善业嘛，制造善业。我们的心呢，在做善业，通常是应该是愉快的，是快乐的心情的哦，而不是说哦，我累啊，要偷懒。
So like that. What I'm talking about. So maybe here, so just doing one prostration, you know, it's mentioned so much negative purified and so much merit collected, you know, just doing one prostration and thinking of the Buddha, you know, then you create so much merit, purify so much negative karma, you know.
所以呢，经典里面有提到，当我们只是做一个大礼拜，真的能够去如理的去做这个大礼拜的时候呢，我们就能净化很多很多的恶业。那我们同时呢，也可以积累很大很大的善业。当我们能够如理去修呢，观想呢这个佛的时候呢，去做大礼拜呢，所以它功德是很大的。
So now question is why that is so.You know, why you create so much merit? You know, so answer is because of the object. Yeah, because of the object, you are able to carry that much merit.
这样我们肯定就有这个疑问了。诶，为什么呢？为什么只是一个礼拜呢？做一个礼拜啊，我们就能够积累这样大的福德善业。这是因为呢，我们的礼拜的对象啊，我们礼拜对象的力量的缘故。
So here, so it's good to understand, explained by the Nagarjuna in the precious garland. So I think he mentioned that precious garland. Yeah. So he mentioned that, you know, the Buddha's hair, the body, you know, what called hair. Yeah. So he mentioned that.To achieve one Buddha's hair, how much merit you have to accumulate, you know. Nagarjuna mentioned that.
这经典的依据在哪里呢？这个龙树菩萨在他的宝曼经里面哦，宝曼经里面曾经的说过呢，这个佛这个对象啊，我们观想这个对象的佛呢，是有很大的加持的力量，因为佛的毛发，我们全身很多毛发对吗？佛的一根毛发就有很大很大的善业积累，就这个要成就佛的一根毛发，你需要有很大很大的善业。
So you mentioned that, you know, so to achieve the solitary realizer, solitary realizer enlightenment, and to achieve the hero's realizer enlightenment, you have to accumulate so much merit, yeah, so much merit to achieve that, so much.Then like that. Not only that, then all the sentient beings who place so much merit to achieve human rebirth, higher rebirth, all of this merit, you know, collected. So then it's so much, you know. But 10 times of that kind of merit you need to collect to achieve one Buddha's hair like that. Am I clear what I'm saying?
将要成就佛的一根毛发究竟需要多大的功德？你要多大功德才能证得佛的一根毛发的功德？像这个经典里面就龙树菩萨就解释了。好，所有的声闻哦，声闻哦，就声闻就听佛的，佛讲的，然后成就阿罗汉道，所有声闻的功德，还有所有独觉的功德，独觉就是不需要佛的，自己要去观修啊，就证得涅槃的。所有的声闻的功德，所有独觉的功德，还有所有的众生啊，能够成就善道。我们将来要成就善道，我们需要功德，对吗？所有的众生成就善道的功德，这些全部加起来，乱了吗？OK， 所有众生成就善道的功德，所有独觉成就涅槃的功德，所有声闻成就涅槃的功德，全部加起来哦，再乘十，就10倍才能成就佛的一根毛发，一根毛发而已哦，佛还有很多其他的部位啊。
Do you understand?Okay. So now, so there's Buddha, Buddha have what, 80 minor mark and 32 major mark, yeah? I don't know what you call that.80 minor mark and 32 major mark.
这样证得佛的这个佛果的时候呢，你就有32相，还有80种随行好。
Okay, so, so.So, just give example, not all the 80s, not all 80, but just give example. The Buddha's fingernail, the color is like what called? The color of the bronze? Yeah, something like that.
Brown color.
Bronze. Color of the bronze, they mentioned. Then, of course, his leaf is red.You know, then the eyebrow is equally wild. You know how that you make up? Buddha don't have to make up. It's natural. I don't know. Well, very equally well done like that. You know? So I mean, just that kind of minor mark, you know, for example, there's so many like that, so.
所以 佛陀成就佛身哦，这个身是非常庄严的。怎样讲庄严呢？因为他有32相，还有80种随行，好吧？这举个例子了，不是所有的80个例子啊，就80种随行好。比如说佛的指甲，佛指甲是铜色的，铜色。然后呢，佛的嘴唇呢是自然的红色的，不需要涂口红的哦。啊，所以他的眉毛呢也是自然的弯的那种柳眉哦，而且平的，不需要化妆的，都已经达到那样的效果了，是很漂亮、很庄严，不可以讲漂亮，是很庄严的。
So the 80 of them like that, so you know, Buddha's love from the body quality, you know, 80 of minor mark like that. I'm just giving some example, but there's many 80 of them. Yeah.
所以呢，佛身呢，它有这个身相庄严，这身相庄严就有80种，我们就叫做80种随行好。
So like that, so here again, the Nagarjuna said, in order to achieve one of the minor mark of the Buddha's, one of this minor mark of Buddha, you know, how much merit you have to accumulate, you know.
所以呢，龙树菩萨就举这个例子了，要成就啊佛的其中一种啊80种里面其中一种随行好呢，需要多大的功德呢
？So understand? So now, so he said, and 100 times of the merit at the previous one. Yeah, we mentioned that.So that kind of merit, how many times? 100 times of merit need to accumulate to achieve one of the Buddha's minor mark.
所以大家应该猜到了，刚才都听到答案了。所以呢，要证得佛身相庄严的其中一个80种随行好的其中一个，你需要有以下。这么大的功德，所有声闻证得的功德，所有独觉证得的功德，所有众生成就善道的功德，乘100，就100倍这样的功德，这样你就可以成就一种很好看的眉毛。嗯，你要100倍的功德。
Okay, don't forget the number, huh? Don't forget the number.
Yes.
Time many of the mentioned
yes.
The previous one.
One hair of Buddha 100 times. Yes, 100 times of the hair. No. The hair is times 10 of that. So this one is times 100. So times 100 of hair is correct.No, if we use the hair, it's already times 10 already. So if this one is times 100 times of that hair, that's all. You cannot times 10 again.
The package, yeah.
No, you just separate it, Yeah. Yeah. Don't get back to the smallest unit. Yeah.
First one is 10. This is the one package there.
For the hair.This one is 100 times of the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 100 times that of the hair of the Buddha. 所以呢，要成就这样的一个随行好的功德，需要100倍呢佛的一个毛发的功德。
100倍啊。
百倍就对了，你喊百倍就对了。千倍等一下要出来了。
哎呀 ，so funny， 一百倍。So, I mean, so now, so.Then of course, then Buddha 80 the measure mark, not 32 measure mark. So then again, how much merit you need to collect to achieve one of the Buddha's the measure mark, you know.
这样你可能进一步就会问了，像佛的三十二相啊，那个好，其中一相要多大的功德才能成就？多少倍？
So like that. Also, I mean, just give one or two example like that. So, the measure mark, you know, Buddha's, the hand or feet, you know, that's the Dharma chakra, you know. So normally, I mean, some painting you can see that. Many of you don't see that. So normally Buddha have that, you know, his hand or feet. Feet. Yeah.
Hand and feet.
Yeah, yeah, the, you know,
the soul, at the soul of the feet.
Yeah, soul,
the palm of the hand.
Yeah, feet. Soul, feet or soul, at the soul, at the palm, yeah. So that, have the Dharma chakra there. So that's one of the, what's called, the measure mark, yeah. Mm-hmm.
这三十二相你可能问，诶，这三十二相是哪一相啊？比如说举个例子，就佛的手掌心还有他的脚掌心，你可以看到它是和我们不一样的了。他的手掌心和脚掌心是有千佛经轮，一个轮这样的经轮的啊，我们有机会看到了。
Some drawing painting you able to see that, but not many that put that in like that. Huh? They have? Okay. Yeah. I mean, normally, that's the one of the sign. Yeah. So measure sign. Yeah. So like that, all Buddha, you know, like that.
所以呢，所有的佛，当你成就佛的时候呢，你的手心和脚心呢，脚掌心呢，都会有这个千佛经轮相出现。所以你看看这唐卡这个药师佛呢，他的手掌心和脚掌心呢，他们讲就有了。我没有仔细看了，哦，你去看应该有。那你去那个上座部寺庙，就小圣的寺庙，他们就大大幅的佛的脚印在那边，他画出来给你看。
So, so of course, they all have different costs, you know, so, to achieve that, I mean, explaining the sutra, you know, each have different costs, what kind of costs, you create this and that, you know, I don't remember everything, but they all have some kind of particular costs to create that. So, one of the, that mentioned having this, Dharma chakra and the palm,or the soul, you know, is like, what called, inviting gurus, you know, and then what called, inviting and sending, no, it's not sending.
Seeing inviting, then? Seeing guru. Of.
Receiving and what?
Seeing. Cannot send off. Send off is send off fast, no. Cannot send off a person.
What called, seeing. Welcome and what? When you go back, also you respect, what do you call that?
Seeing.
Yeah.Seeing up,
seeing off,
or whatever, seeing up, then inviting, you know, I mean, you see that when you do,
receiving
the guru with respectfully, yeah, and sending the, you know, up the guru respectfully, I mean, with your devotion, faith, so it's mentioned in the sutra that create cause to have this all, this measure mark, you know.
所以呢，你可能会问呢，要有这个千佛经轮呢、啊，这样它有它的因缘的哦。当你证得佛的果位，你就千佛因缘呢，是因为呢，在往昔啊修行因地修行啊、经典讲因地修行的时候呢，当然他在经典里面呢，佛经里面有讲很多很多的因呢、啊，像Rumaji他讲他自己不能嫉妒所有的因，这其中一个呢，就有这个千佛经轮的因呢，是因为呢我们在迎接我们的老师 佛法的老师还有送我们的老师送行的时候呢，请他传法的时候，我们去很恭敬的很虔诚去迎接我们的老师，让老师走的时候呢，我们也很恭敬很虔诚的送他、哦、送他离开啊，这些呢都是你将来证佛的时候成就这千佛经轮的因，所以大家等一下要排队啊。
So in order to achieve one major mark of the Buddha, so again, how much merit you need to accumulate, you know? So it's mentioned 100 times of the merit that you need to collect to achieve all Buddhas, this what minor mark, you know?
All Buddhas.
Minor mark.
OK， 所以呢，如果要成就佛的32相里面的一个相，要有多大的功德？这功德需要啊，这所需要的功德是成就佛所有80种随行好，所有80种随行好的功德的100倍。
OK，
你自己去乘啊，看你有多少个零
啊？一百倍 ，OK。
成就所有佛的80种随行好的功德，所有佛的80种随行好的功德的100倍。
So like that. So then, so here, so now, so.So now here, in order to achieve the mark of the curly hair, what you call, between the Buddha's eyebrow, so how much merit need to accumulate?
Even more. 要成就佛的眉间百毫，就眉间百毫，经典里面这个眉间百毫是很特别的哦，这会放光芒的。这眉间百毫它的所要成就这个眉间百毫的功德要多少呢
？What do you say is not correct? Nothing. 哈哈哈哈。So here, so Nagarjuna mentioned, you know.1,000 times, yeah, not 100 times, 1,000 times, the merit that need to accumulate to achieve all the major mark of the Buddha.
I'm correct, no, it's more merits. I'm correct, it's more merits. 所以呢，要成就佛眉间百毫的功德，是的功德有多少？它多少是所有佛的32相功德，32相功德的1000倍。我算不出来了。
OK。
Then the top notes is even more.
Yeah, so then, so now, so then the last one, so then to achieve the Buddha's Ushinisha, the top note, I don't know Buddha, how much merit need to accumulate.
这样要成就佛的那个顶级啊，那金黄色的那个顶级那个点，所需要的功德有多少呢？
Okay, so then Nagarjuna mentioned it is 100,000 times, you know, 100,000 times merit need to collect to achieve the mark of the curly hair, you know.
100,000 times of
merit to collect curly hair.
OK， 要成就佛的顶级所需要的功德，是刚才讲的眉间白毫的功德的十万倍。
OK， so so here the idea is that so just achieve you know Buddha's body, you know just to achieve Buddha's body, you need that much merit, need to collect, you know.
所以呢，这些东西刚才的例子全部告诉我们呢，要成就佛身的功德是非常。浩大的，用浩大来形容，因为这样很大很大，好像还不够大了，是非常浩大的。
Okay, to Buddha's body to achieve Buddha's body, there's Paul, there are Paul, yeah. So Buddha's body have the power, you know, to have sentient beings.
所以呢？佛身啊，佛的身体呢，因为他所成就的功德是很大的，所以佛身的功德力量也是不可思议的，所以能够帮助啊所有的众生。
So now, this is talking about Buddha's body. So now you need to think how much merit need to collect Buddha's speech. You know, how much merit we need to accumulate.
所以刚才只是讲的佛身要成就佛身所需积累的功德，像现在我们没有想想而去想想，要成就佛语的功德，它究竟有多大呢
？So now just mention 100 times the merit that need to collect to achieve the top knot of the Buddha.
要成就佛语的功德，是你能够成就佛顶级功德的100倍。
说来的，说说。So then, after that, Nagasuna mentioned how much to accumulate merit to achieve Buddha's mind, you know. Now, what we call the Dhammakaya, you know, achieve the Dhammakaya.
这样龙树菩萨进一步就解释，要成就佛意的功德究竟有多少。对，我们讲佛意呢，就成就佛的法身。
So at that point, he didn't give the number. You know, he didn't give the number. There's no number. I didn't see the number. He said immeasurable number of merit need to collect.Almost impossible to count. Yeah. Impossible to count the merit to achieve Buddha's mind. Like,
要成就佛意的功德，就成就佛的法身的功德呢？你才需要多少？那个时候呢，龙树菩萨哈，在经典里面，他没有给一个数字。为什么没有给呢？因为要成就佛意的功德是无法计量的，这算也算不出来的。
So I mean, this is just to get some idea, you know how much. Also, Nagarjuna mentioned whatever number he give.Just getting some idea, but actually you need much more than that. You know, it's just giving some idea, you know, but in reality you need much more than that. I think he's saying like that.
龙树菩萨又进一步说了，其实给你们这些书目字啊，讲到多少什么功德啊，什么等等啊，只是让你有一些概念啊。其实要成就这功德呢，实际上是超过这些书目字的。
So, I'll say give some example there. You know, by small seed, you're able to produce.The big result, you know, like small, the seed of the tree can produce big result in a big tree like that, you know, such a huge tree you can able to produce. So they are here, so you mentioned, so therefore, you know, having so much this merit, collecting so much merit, then of course there's no question how much resultyou achieve, you know, like that.
所以呢，这个龙树菩萨讲，这只是举一个例子。为什么他举个例子说明呢？他说明的就是一个很小很小的种子，你种下个很善业，很小很小的种子，将来他所能够得到的果报呢，却是很大很大的。因为小的种子呢，能够长出很大的树，它的叶树是很大的，可以，所以它所得的果报呢，是很大很大，不可思议的。所以呢，他就讲，跟我们讲，如果呢，我们积累的功德善业是很大很大的话呢，当然我们能够得到的那个果报呢，就是非常不可思议了。
So.So now, to achieve, to get enlightened, so idea is that to be Buddha, you know, to be Buddha is not easy. So you can understand so much merit need to accumulate, you know, so.
所以从上面的例子我们可以看到呢，要证得无上正觉，要证得佛的果位呢，是不容易的，因为呢所需要的功德积累是非常非常的大的。
So now, then the question is, how that is possible to accumulate merit? So much merit, then you discourage. You know, almost you think impossible.Yeah, we discourage, you know. We see so much merit you need to come, then it's impossible, you know. Then oneself become discouraged, it's possible.
现在问题就是了，这样呢，我们要怎么能够去积累这么大的善业功德呢？将如何去积累呢？现在想想好像根本不可能办得到啊，所以可能我们就会感到灰心了。
Okay, so here, of course, to achieve, to enlightenment, you need to collection of the merit. You know, collection of merit and collection of wisdom. You say that? I don't. Collection of merit, collection of wisdom, to need it, you know, to accumulate, to achieve Buddha's body.
所以呢，这个龙树菩萨就进一步解释了，因为要证得这个无上正觉的大的佛的果位呢，我们需要积累很大的善业福报功德，所以呢，我们就需要两种不同的积累，我们需要积累呢，我们的福报，积累的福报善业，我们也需要积累呢我们的智慧，所以它是需要福慧的积累。福德的福，慧智慧的慧。
Okay, so like that. So then, also collection of merit will achieve the Buddha's body and speech. You know, then collection of merit will achieve the Buddha Dhammakaya and Buddha's mind. Yeah.
Collection of merits to achieve the Buddha's.
Buddha's body and speech.
Body and speech.
Okay. So then, collection.
这个福德的积累呢，大福德的积累可以让我们证得佛的身 和口的功德，然后慧业的积累呢，能够让我们证得佛的法身，所以我们叫福慧双修。
So like that, so when it's a collection of merit, you know, so collecting merit, you know. So, so like doing like prostration, making offering, you know, so all this include inside the collection of merit. Then also like being good heart and also being, you know, helping other, being good heart, helping other, developing good heart, all this, you know, belong to the collection of merit, you know.
这个福慧双修是怎样修的呢？这福呢指的是福报的积累，福报的积累呢包括平常我们做的，比如说我们做顶礼啊，我们供佛啊，然后我们拥有一颗善良的心啊，我们去帮助别人等等，这些呢都属于福报的积累，就福德资粮了，两种资粮的积累。
So like that, then here so meditation on emptiness, yeah, mainly that. So mostly that. When you meditate on emptiness, the mind would understand emptiness, meditation on emptiness. So that called the collection of the wisdom. Yeah.
这样呢，我们讲福慧双修，那福德的资粮啊，积累，我们刚才讲了，这样智慧资粮的积累是怎样来的呢？智慧资粮是指我们当我们去禅修啊，去思维修啊，去静修这空性智慧的时候呢，我们就是在积累这个智慧的资粮。
So point is, what Nagarjuna saying is, you don't need to discourage. He said, there's no need to discourage. You know.You accumulate the merit, then by accumulating the merit, then you don't have the physical problem, you know, to able to eliminate the physical suffering, you know.
这样龙树菩萨就说呢，当我们想到要如何证得佛的果位的时候呢，我们觉得诶，福报积累要太大了，其实我们不用感到灰心，只要我们的真的去实修啊，去积累这个福德资粮还有这个慧的资粮的时候呢，我们去做这个福德资粮的积累的时候呢，我们就能消除我们身体上所遇到的一些困难。
So like, so here, so when you accumulate merit by doing prostration, offering, if you collect so much, then, I mean, there's physically less problem, you know, for oneself, you know. Physical, all the sickness, problem, this physical pain,physical suffering, those are eliminated. You know, if you collect so much merit, then that's less, you know, that will reduce our physical problem, you know.
当我们在积累我们的福德资粮的时候呢，就是我们福报的积累的时候呢，比如说我们做顶礼了，我们做供养了，我们身体上所遇到的一些问题啊，比如说可能会生病了，或身体上的病痛等等呢，就会减少。
So then, he said, then you meditate on collection of the merit. You know, then, especially meditating on emptiness, realizing emptiness, then you collect so much merit by that, then you are able to eliminate the suffering of the mind, the pain of the mind.
当我们去积累我们的智慧资粮的时候呢，比如说我们去禅修空性智慧的时候，这样呢，我们在禅修的过程中呢，我们就会减轻我们心理上，就我们心方面所遇到的问题啊，我们心所感到的心理上的痛楚呢，也就会减少。
So idea is here. So by accumulating merit, you're able to eliminate your physical problem. By accumulating the wisdom of merit, you're able to eliminate your mental problem. So therefore, Nagarjuna says, therefore, why there to be lazy for that?Why they are lazy, you know? That's not why discouraged, why they are lazy, you know? You should be more like joyful and enthusiastic, you know? Why they are like being lazy, you know? So there's no reason, he said. Because bring so much happiness for yourself, you know? Reduce so much problem, why they are lazy, you know? He said that.
所以呢，龙树菩萨就这么说了，当我们在积累两种资粮的时候，比如当我们在积累这个福德资粮的时候呢，我们身体上所遇见的困难呢或病痛呢就会减少。当我们在积累这个智慧资粮的时候呢，我们心灵上所遇到的问题，我们的心理上所遇到的痛苦呢也就会减少。所以呢，为什么我们要觉得灰心呢？为什么我们要懒惰呢？啊，因为我们在积累资粮的时候呢，我们其实可以消除所有这样所面对的问题。所以呢，我应该发起升起这喜悦的心，精进的去修。
You get the point what I'm talking? 啊？嗯。
所以大家明白吗
？Yeah. So this the you know.Why you are lazy, you know, bring so much happiness by doing that. How to be lazy, you know. So he's saying that, how to be lazy, you know, bring so much happiness, how to be lazy. I think Nagarjuna is saying that, so how, what to be, what there to be discouraged, like that, yeah, I did that.
所以为什么我们要感到灰心呢？所以龙树菩萨说，因为当我们自己去修的时候呢，其实我们可以解除这样多的问题，这样多的烦恼，而且可以带给我们这样多的快乐。所以呢，我们不可能因此感到灰心，我们不可能因此懒惰，或者套句佛教的术语，我们不可能因此而懈怠。
Then Nagarjuna said, you should, you know,You should discourage, You should be discouraged. You should be lazy to accumulate cause of samsara. No.
所以呢，因为这样的话呢，我们应该对轮回累积累轮回的因呢，让不断的轮回的因呢。感到灰心啊，感到懒惰。
Yeah, be lazy to collect cause of samsara. It's reasonable. Yeah, it's.
所以呢，我们应该懒得去积累轮回的恶因。
Yeah, then he give reason because you know this bring all the problem.All the unhappiness, all the painful bring by this. So should be lazy, you know, to create the cause for the samsara, you know, not for the enlightenment, you know.
原因是为什么呢？为什么懒得去积累轮回的因呢？因为如果我们去积累轮回的因的话，它会带给我们，将来会带给我们大烦恼，会带给我们大痛苦。所以呢，我们应该懒得，很懒惰，很懈怠的去积累这样的因，而不是懒得去积累哦，成等正觉的因。
So, it's very, very good advice. No, need to think that. No.How much we need to collect merit, you know, to achieve Buddhahood. You know, so then, then, each time you collect merit, bring so much happiness, so there's no need to be discouraged, and no need to be lazy on that. So it's, Nagarjuna is saying that, you know, to giving advice to us. you know, work hard to collect merit. You know.
所以呢，龙树菩萨呢，在这宝曼经里面呢，给我们很好的忠告，就说呢，我们呢，应该积极的哈，积极的去积累成佛的这个因，因为呢，我们可以积累很大的福报啊。这样每一次我们去积累的这个成佛的福报啊，这积累的成佛的因的时候呢，我们都会得到很大的快乐。然后每一次积累呢，就增加多一份快乐，所以我们因此呢，不需要感到灰心哦，也不需要哦，因而就哎呀很懒得去，反正呢都不可能的，就不要去做了。不应该感到灰心，不应该有这样的懈怠的心理。好，我们应该去，所以呢，我们应该很积极的啊，去积累这个功德，很用功、很精进的去积累这个功德。
So like that, so as I mentioned that day, you know, so, inner guru, I mentioned that day, the inner guru, you know, the cherishing other. You know, I mentioned that cherishing other is the foundation of all good quality.
所以呢，上一堂课呢，Rinpoche 曾经讲过的，就是我们要根据我们的内恩惠主，我们内心的恩惠主，就内心的教师了。我们的内心的教师恩惠主呢，就是珍惜其他的众生。
Okay, then that cherishing other, helping other, you know, loving other, so you can understand different way, caring other. So this is the what called foundation, good quality.This is the root of the path. You know, clearly seeing this, apply the great efforts, you know.
所以呢，上星期我们讲到了珍惜其他的众生或珍惜他人呢，给予他们帮助啦，这些呢都是我们修行的根本，我们修行的基础。所以在功德本颂呢，就是说如理依止是乃道之根，所以这个就是所谓道之根了。
So like that, then please bless me to rely upon this mind with great respect. You know, you can understand that way.
所以呢，你就请求你所有的上师哈，唯愿加持。令我先上见，加持你，加持你做什么呢？加持你，让你能够这样去思维，让你能够这样去修。
So here, so I tell you that, you know, when you think other, that I mentioned that day, so thinking other, whatever you do, you know, think other first, you know, whatever you do, whether eating, sleeping, walking, or dancing, singing, whatever, you know, think other first.And do the action, you know.
所以呢，它指的是什么呢？指的是什么？就是当我们做任何事情的时候呢，我们都优先考虑到其他的众生。做任何事情，指的是我们每一天的行住坐卧。
Okay,
每一样东西。
When you have this mind, when you have this inner guru.You know, caring other. You know, when you have this guru in your heart. So then collecting merit is not difficult at all. You know, it becomes such easy to collect merit. You know, that's not difficult at all. You know.
所以呢，当我们内心呢有这个恩惠主的话，这个内心的恩惠，就是内心的教师啊，内心的上师，就那内心的上师就以其他的众生为重，什么东西都想到其他的众生。当你有这个内心的恩惠主在你的心里的话呢，你要积累福德资粮呢，就非常容易了。
So when I have this, you know, when I have this mind, so then each second when I have this mind, whatever you do, your action, you know, is collecting merit. You know, each second, even you sleep.No, even you sleep 24 hours, you collect the merit. You know, with this mind. You know, even you sleep, even you just lie down, I mean, continually collecting the merit. So therefore, So it's not difficult, you know, to collect merit.
当你内心的真实的升起了这个恩惠主的话，就你内心的教师了，真身实是生气的话，这样的你的每一秒，每一秒不是一分哦，每一秒呢，你都能哦，你都能在积累福德。就算呢，你一天24小时都在睡觉，你这个一天24小时呢，你有这个内心恩惠主的话，你都在积累福报。就算你躺着在那边呼呼大睡，你还是不断的、不间断的积累这个福报的。所以要积累福报呢，你这个内心的恩惠主呢，就是很容易的，一点都不困难。
You must be a good translation.
Even got sound effect.
Even he make that sleeping noise. And then.
All people, that's why I have this sound. All already got this sound.
All have. So, so like that. Then also like collecting merit of collecting of the so. So when you meditate on emptiness, for example, if you understand, just understand emptiness, you know, what is emptiness? No, the real understanding of the emptiness. You know, when you understand that, just understanding that, you know, collect so much merit, destroy all the problem, you know, within second. You know. So that, I mean, I'm just giving up such easy. When you realize that within second, you know, destroy all the problem and collect so much merit within second. Like that.
所以呢，积累这个福德资粮，刚才讲的是积累这个福德资粮，可是积累两种资粮。所以，当我们去积累这个智慧资粮的时候，比如说，当我们在修这个空观正见的时候啊，我们就去思维：哎，什么是空？空到底是什么？空什么东西？当我能够真正的去理解的空性的时候，对空性有一个理解的时候呢，我们在那一刹那，我们就积累了很大的、很大的福德资粮啊，福德资粮。就在你理解空性智慧的那一刹那，你不止积累资粮，也同时消除了你所积累的恶业业障。
So like that. So just simple example. When you attach, when you anger, jealous, pride, all boils down to believing this inherent existing I. You know, I is the most important person. Exists from his own side. You know, just cherish only that. You know, so because of that, bring all the problem, jealous, pride, anger, attachment, and based on that. And based on that belief, then every negative emotion is arise.
比如说，当我们有这个烦恼升起的时候，当我烦恼，我们指的是由三毒所引发的烦恼啊，我们有贪嗔痴慢疑啊，这五种烦恼升起。比如说，我们有贪升起的时候，这是因为呢，我们有这个我执， 这我们执着的这个贪呢，这个嗔啊，这个种种这个毒呢，是有自性的，它不是空的，它是有自性的。这自性是源自于对我执，这个我的更执着。你认为这个我呢是真正的是在那边存在的，所以呢，当你有这个我执的时候呢，就会引发你的贪，比如说贪的升起。当贪的升起的时候呢，你的这个怎么讲呢？你的这个恶的那个心啊，就升起了。
Okay, the basis of believing this mind, you know, the inherent I, you know, something there exists from one side, you know, something most important, you know, believing so much on that. So because of that, then all the problem arises. So when you meditate on emptiness, then you don't see that.There's not such an idea what we used to believe from beginningless up to now. You know, believe there's something solid, I, independent like that. But you look for it with your wisdom, then you are not able to find it. You know, just a wrong mind believing you are able to understand that.
所以当我们的心呢在无明的包庇下呢，我们就相信呢有一个有自信的我存在。在我们认为这个有自信的我，它是有自信，它是在我们内心里面，它是最最重要的，因为它是非常非常重要的，所以我们就很执着于这个我，所以我们就叫我执。当你有这个我执的时候呢，你的烦恼就会升起。可是当你去禅修这个空观的时候呢，你就发现呢，其实呢，这个你所执着的我是不存在的，它是没有这个我的。因为从无始以来啊，你一直非常深信不疑啊，有这个有自信的我，自方存在的我，一直存在那边。可是当你去禅修空性的时候，你会发现，诶，这个独立存在的，能够自己独立不依附其他条件存在的这个我，诶，其实它是不存在的。当你用空性智慧去观照的时候呢，你会发现，诶，其实我一直执着的这个能够独立自主的这个我呢，它是一个不存在的东西，它是一个错误的心虚心相续啊。
So when you see that you're waking up from the ignorance, you know, you just wake up, you know, suddenly you see some light in the darkness, like that, you're totally lost in the darkness, then suddenly you see the light. So like that, exactly like that, you know, you wake up from the ignorance, you know, when you recognize that.
当你能够这样的观照的时候，看到没有这个我的时候呢，你就突然间醒悟了，好像做了一场梦一样，突然间醒来了。好，你就从无明黑暗里面看到了曙光。
OK，
看到亮光了，不用曙光了。
啊 ，So like that. Then once you have the light.In your mind, you know, then you see so clearly the reality. You know, then there's no jealous, attachment, anger, it will disappear like that. No.
所以呢，空性智慧就是这样了。当你的心里呢有了这道空性的光芒，空性智慧的光芒，你就可以看到实相。你对这事物的实相都清清楚楚一目了然，所以呢，你就不会有嗔心，不会生气了，不会有其他的烦恼了，他就不会生气了，不会生起来。
So like that, so you can understand that. No, if you have that, so you have the another inner guru within yourself. No, when you.Understand emptiness, then you have another inner guru within yourself. That is your guru also.
所以呢，空性智慧可以这样的去理解啊。当你有了这个空性智慧的时候，你的心里呢有着空性的光芒的时候呢，你的心里呢就多了一个 内心的恩惠主了。
So when you have this inner guru, you know, like loving kindness, cherishing other, then understanding the reality of the thing, when you have that, so then, then you are, you are what go? You are with the guru, yeah, all the time, when you have that.
所以呢，当你的内心恩惠主出现的时候，我们讲内心恩惠主是什么意思呢？就是你的内心呢有这个慈悲心，有那个真爱他人的心。当它升起的时候，那同样的，你的内心呢能够这个关照这个实相，懂得实相是什么。所以当你的恩惠主这个内心恩惠主呢升起的时候呢，像你的心呢就是每时每刻呢都和你的内心恩惠主呢同住了。
Okay, so, so now, this inner guru, we talk about the, this inner guru, come from where? You need to ask question, it's come from where?
这你可能就会问，这个内心恩惠主是从哪里来的呢？他从哪里来
？Okay, so this is a question for you. You to think about. You think inner guru is first. You have to understand how important the inner guru, the wisdom method. How important, how helpful. You know why you have to see this is the foundation, good quality. This is the kind, proper guru. Like I'm talking about this wisdom method.Then also rules of the path, you know. You really have to understand that first correctly. Yeah.
要回答这个内心的恩惠主是从哪里来的，我们就要先首先要认清这个内心恩惠主到底有多重要，它的重要性在哪里，它是怎么样帮助我们的。因为如果我们能够看到的话，能够认识它的重要性，我们就可以知道这内心恩惠主呢是我们所有一切功德的来源，它是我们所有一切修行的道的根本，它是帮助我们能够积累两种资粮，就是福德资粮和智慧资粮的来源啊，它就是我们修道的基础
啊。So this is really the inner guru mentioned that, you know, loving kindnessand understanding reality. This is your real guru, the inner guru, who help you, you know, life to life, you know.
所以呢，我们就能够知道这个恩惠主呢，就是我们的慈悲心。这个恩惠主呢，是了知实相的心。像他不只是这一生能够帮助我们，而是呢，我们将来的每一生每一世呢，都能帮助到我们。
So then, need to put great effort to develop this, you know.
So we 要精进的去修，去让这个恩惠主呢能够升起。
So now then, now the question is that, you know, so where this inner guru come from? How does this inner guru happen within your mind?So need to think that. Okay, then we talk next time about that.
所以呢，我们的问题就是，这个内心恩惠主是从什么地方来的？它是怎么发生的
？Then, only then, you know, then you understand where this coming from. Then, from there, then you able to respect the outer guru.
当你真正了解的时候呢，你就明白这个恩惠主呢是从哪里来的。当你了解这个恩惠主从哪里来的时候呢，你就能够对外在的 你的老师、你的上师、你的恩惠主呢，你就会升起这个尊敬的心。
OK, so, so like that, I finish a little. So then we go through, next time we go through the foundation, good quality, okay?
所以呢，今天就讲到这里。下一堂课呢，我们再讲这个功德本颂哦，在一个偈颂一个偈颂这样讲。
OK, 啊 ，Your question?
有没有问题？大家有没有问题要发问？有没有问题要问？
一个问题，不过我可以用英文讲嘛，中文不是很好。就是when it concerns, when you say like understanding of the emptiness, I mean when you realize emptiness, you are already literally out of samsara. But I guess when you say that, when you understand.I'll meditate on emptiness here. What level are we talking about? Or are we talking about all different levels?
这道问题是这样的。当我们讲对空性智慧的了解，这当我们不能讲翻了，因为证悟空性智慧哦，你就解脱轮回，理解空性智慧哦。还是在轮回里面呢，
所以你的分别就是在那个了解跟证悟
啊。当我们讲对空性智慧的了解，到底你个了解的程度是在哪里？因为它可能有不同的程度啊，所以这他要问仁波切的问题。
对，因为我不大了解，所以想了解一下。
So when talk about understanding of emptiness. So when one understands emptiness, does it mean that this person literally is out of samsara? Or what level are we talking? Because there may be many different levels.
I mean, I'm just talking generally, yeah. So, just having, my point is that, just having some understanding by just hearing what's emptiness. I mean, you get some idea. Then, on top, there's the one way to understand. Then another level, of course, not only that, you think about,What you heard, then you contemplate and then think about that. So that will be deeper than the hearing of emptiness. Then of course, then deeper you go to meditation. You know, meditate on the topic. You know, then that will be really, really effective. You know, but just hearing, understanding, you know, just emptiness, of course, this brings also so much benefit. You know, then withContemplation with meditation, then of course you really understand well, then of course it brings so much, reduce so much problem, you know. So then of course you go higher level, understand emptiness directly, then you are able to cut the root of the delusion, you know, able to cut that when you realize emptiness directly, you know. So like that.
刚才讲的是一般上的那种空性智慧，所以我们讲的对，仅仅是对空性智慧呢有一些了解，它就能带来就能带来广大的利益。对空性智慧的理解，我们可以分不同的层次，比如说我们听到空性智慧的教授 啊，有人跟我们讲了什么是空性智慧，只是这样听闻的空性的教理，我们就能够积累很大的很大的福报了。啊，如果呢你进一步深入一点去思维你所听到的这个教理，空性智慧的教理啊，这是更深入一层。这样如果你可以进一步更深入啊，去禅修这个空性智慧啊，到底空性智慧是什么，让你取得了真正的理解啊，叫圣解或定解啊，这样你的那个理解的程度就更进一步了。这样如果你能深入去禅修的时候呢，你能够亲自关照然后现证空性智慧的话，这样你就断除了轮回的根本了。
So like that. So, just understand the emptiness doesn't mean you are out of samsara, doesn't mean that. You know, but just understanding, you are able to reduce a lot of the manifest, the delusion mind, you know, such as anger, jealous, pride, this thing, able to reduce, just understanding, having good understanding of emptiness, able to reduce this thing. But it doesn't mean you're out of samsara.
对空性智慧的了解呢，并不表示你就马上从轮回中解脱了，这还没有啊，还没有。可是呢，对空性智慧啊，真的对它有一个很好的理解的话呢，它能够减轻你的妄心。你的妄念，所以你的妄心和妄念呢，就没有那么容易显现出来。比如说你的嗔啊，你的妒忌心啊，等等啊，它都能够减轻。
So then, when you understand, you contemplate, then you have good meditation on emptiness. Then the even what call this the manifestation, manifestation of the delusion, manifest delusion doesn't arise also, you know, when you have good meditation, emptiness, you know, able to stop that.
当你对空性智慧呢有很好的理解的话，你进一步去思维啊，然后进一步去进修的话啊，你修得很好的话，你的妄心妄念的，你的嗔心啊、妒忌心啊这些念头妄心呢，就不会显现，你能够遏止它的显现。
Okay, that still it doesn't mean you are out of samsara. Yeah, you still are in samsara.
可是呢，那并不表示呢，你已经从轮回中解脱了，你还没有解脱。
Okay, then after you meditate, then you are able to see emptiness directly, you know, very clearly, directly. Then you realize emptiness directly. That time, only that time, then you don't create any karma, you know, throwing karma to samsara. You won't collect any more new one.
当你进修的时候呢，首先是当然要经过的阶段呢，这个妄心呢不再显现。当你进步深入修的时候，你能够现观空性，现观空性，空性升起了，你能看到，直接看到，就现真的空性的时候呢，你就断除轮回了。是什么意思呢？就从那个时候开始，你就不再造新的业了。
Okay, but still you are not out of samsara. Still you are in samsara. Yeah.
你还是在轮回里面，你还没有完全解脱。
Okay.
你不再造新的业了。
Okay, like that. So then, still you have to meditate in emptiness. Then, only after that, you have long meditation, then you are able to cut the root of the samsara. Yeah? The root of the samsara, the ignorant, able to cut from the root. Then you become free from samsara. You know? Then you are out of samsara.
所以依照你所 那个程度呢，你继续进一步去禅修这个空性的话呢，你就能够进一步去进一步能够断除这个轮回，就你能够断除这个无明愚痴。当你能够破这个破，他们通常都用破，破这个无明愚痴的话呢，你就能够从轮回当中完完全全的解脱了。
Okay, so like that. So I'm just, you see like in another part, for example, talk of the pie part, part of accumulation, then part of population, part of seeing, part of meditation, then.Part of what? Liberation? No. No more learning. No more learning. The part of Hinayana.
所以它是有个次第的关系，它次第。比如说当我们讲小圣啊，小圣的修道的次第，首先我们是进入着资粮道，从资粮道我们进入着加行道，加行道我们进一步进入这见道，见道呢我们再进一步进入这个修道，然后才到达那个无学道。
Okay, like that. So, just rough idea. So, part of accumulation, part of preparation. Yeah, you do meditation, emptiness, but you haven't realized emptiness directly. When you see part of, when achieve part of seeing, then you realize emptiness directly. From there, you don't create any new karma. You know, new karma. I mean, to throw to the samsara, you don't collect that. In the part of seeing.
所以呢，就是给大家一个怎么讲一个概念啊，大概一个概念，就是当我们在修行之后呢，我们是要经过这个五道的。我们先从资粮道开始啊，累积这个资粮，然后从资粮道呢，我们进一步修的话，我们就进入加行道。怎么讲的这个叫加行道，就是因为我们对空观正见的不断的去串习的时候呢，我们就进入了这个加行道。这样我们在不断串习的过程中呢，我们在有一天呢，我们亲身现证这个空性的时候，我们就从加行道呢进展到这个见道。就是见到的时候，就是我们已经现证空性了。在我们证得空性的时候呢，空性智慧的时候呢，我们就不会去造新的业了。在我们这个业呢，使我们继续轮回的那种业呢，我们就完完全全断除了。就是当你证得空性智慧的时候，我们就进入这个见到。
So like that, but still, you achieve part of seeing, part of meditation, you still in samsara, you know, but because.Why you still in samsara? You still you take rebirth in samsara. Even part of seeing, part of meditation, you still you are able to take because of past karma is not totally purified. So therefore, you still take rebirth in samsara. You know, how heavy karma you have. So depend on that. So you still you take rebirth in samsara. You know.
是否当你证得空性智慧的时候呢，你就不再轮回了呢？答案是不是的。虽然你已经证得了空性智慧，你不会再造新的业让你去轮回了，可是呢，你在见到修道的时候，你还是在轮回当中的。因为你虽然没有造新的业，可是你过去生中所造的业还没有清除，还没有完全净化，所以你过去生所造的业呢，还会使你继续受生，还会继续轮回，所以你还是在轮回当中的。
Okay, so only then part of meditation, then you really deep meditation, you still need to do. Then only through that you are able to cut the root of the samsara.You know, then you achieve the normal learning of Hinayana path. Then normal learning, then you are free of samsara, then you never take rebirth in samsara, you know, due to karma and delusion, you know.
所以呢，当你从见到证得空性的时候，你继续深化你的空性智慧，你就进入了这个修道。在修道的时候呢，不断精进的去串习的空性智慧，使你的空性智慧呢越深入。这样呢，有一天呢，你就能够完全断除这个无明愚痴。当你能够断除清了你所有过去的业的话，断除无明愚痴的话，你就进入了这个无学道了。当你证得无学道的时候呢，你就完完全全从轮回中解脱出来了。
I'm just talking from the point of the part of Hinayana. Okay, I'm, I'm just explaining from that point of view.
所以这样的解释是根据这个小圣的小圣的那个五道来讲的。
OK?
可以吗？大圣有大圣的五道。
slowly. OK, take time. Slowly. I'm just throwing everything, but slowly. Yeah.
大家不用听不明白，听不到明白不用紧，就慢慢来，要慢慢学。不懂就可以问。
Alright. OK? OK.
可以吗？
Okay, stop here, huh? Let's.
可以，今天我们就讲到这里。好，现在呢
？Yeah, dedication there.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
好，今天我们就讲到这里。现在呢，我们就要做回向，这个比较大本的日常诵文，32面。好。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根皆各个皆回向。所以下个星期同样的1:30，下个星期天是我们在卫赛节之前的最后一堂课，然后过后呢，我们就准备卫赛节了。将卫赛节过后，我们一直要到6月19号，我们才开课。